Imitators, episode 357 of You and Me and Thoughts and Talk with Doug Cole. That's me, your host, Doug Culp. So this last week has been crazy because the election happened. I'm recording this on Friday, so I'm probably going to drop this immediately after recording it. And election day was Tuesday, and the votes are still being counted. What looks awesome, in my opinion, is that Biden's going to take it. Last night, so Nevada is still counting the votes. Those are almost done being counted, I believe. Pennsylvania and Georgia also might, go to Biden. It's crazy how close it got, but it's looking really good. As far as irrefutable and undeniable that person who's in the White House right now, out of there. Bye-bye. Okay, so that was Politics Corner. Now I'm going to get to the title and purpose of this episode is Apple TV Plus. Listen, Apple TV Plus, you're making amazing stuff. And I just wanted to thank you for doing whatever you did to get everything in motion to make all these incredible shows and movies. I'm going to go down the list of what I've been able to watch so far in my week trial. And the week trial's almost up. It's not quite up yet, but gotta take breaks to do the podcast and get it out to the world, you know? Internet. Imitators. Alright, first up on the list and first thing that I watched, Ted Lasso. Really fucking fun show. Jason Sudeikis. A bunch of incredible other actors where it's like, you know, no name people. Oh, except Juno Temple, also incredible. Everyone though in the whole cast, like I'm crying on multiple episodes. I can't remember what Ted Lasso's wife is from. But you know, at Yamatat, because I haven't looked it up, and I might not. But I've seen her in something. Okay. So Ted Lasso, fucking great show. Watch it if you can. If you can do your free week trial for Apple TV Plus. And then if you keep it after that, it's $5 a month. I don't know. It seems worth it, especially for how good these things are. All right, The Morning Show. So we've got Mark Duplass, we've got Jennifer Aniston, we've got Reese Witherspoon, we've got Billy Crudup. Really, really good show. Check it out. I watched the whole first season. I binged the fuck out of that. And Steve Carell, of course. Then I moved on to Little America. So Little America, created by Kumail Nanjiani and Emily V. Gordon. Um, And I was so happy with this show. Like it's positive and hopeful, but also real and can be dark and it's funny, but and then you're crying every episode because you're like, oh yeah, this is just the story of a person who like maybe was undocumented, or like maybe who knows what. There's so many different stories on there, like selling cookies in the park, and like the squash. Like I completely forgot that that's what squash was, and that episode was so awesome. The guy who couldn't come out because it was like illegal where he lived, and such a good, dang it, such a good show. Little America. Watch that. It's a full season. Mythic Quest, Raven's Banquet. So I watched this show. It's got Rob McElhenney, it's got Danny Pudi, it's got oh shit. A couple other people, but a lot of people were, oh, Aparna Nancharla. And it's got a couple other people where you're like, oh, I don't know if I know them from anything, but you're doing fucking great. Really, really funny show. Really awesome. There was this episode that had the storyline where I was like, wait, are we supposed to believe that those two people turned into those two people? But that's not what was happening. And it was, man, like I said, really good show. You don't even have to love video games. Like it's more about people who play video games and people who love video games, because it barely shows a lot from within the game. It's like about the people who are making it. Okay. Then I watched Servant, and it's directed by M. Night Shyamalan, and like the pacing was like an M. Night Shyamalan pacing. Like it was really cool that way. As far as like the writing, I had a lot of questions, and when the season finale happened, I was like, hold on. Okay, so this thing happened, but it's not necessarily linked to this other thing. Like, why? Why? What? Wait, what? What? So I probably won't be moving on to season two. Just keep watching it to be like, wait, what the fuck? And then eventually it just ends and I'm like, oh wait. Okay. And I watched the pilot for Central Park, which is about this family who lives in a house in the middle of Central Park, and the reason why they live there is because the dad of the family is the park manager, and then the mom is a reporter, or like an amateur reporter, I think. There's a couple kids. There's a a bad guy, a nemesis, I guess. It's like Nemesis to the Park, and really cool, really fun characters. Josh Gad plays like a bard who breaks the fourth wall because he's the narrator, so he's talking to the viewer, but then he's also audible to the other characters. It's really cool. I'm gonna finish that out. But I took a break after the pilot to be like, all right, that's a good show. I'm gonna keep watching that. Then I watched The Banker, which was really cool. We got Samuel L. Jackson playing a guy who's like, he's made his money, he's made a lot, and then this younger dude comes up to him, and we know him from playing Falcon in the Avengers movies, but he's like, hey, Nick Fury, what if we bought the building that the bank is occupied within? So then they start making money off of banks, because banks never close and they always pay the rent on time. And so you're basically landlords to the building, but mainly the main concern is being landlords to the bank, because you're like, this is guaranteed. They're going to, the bank is going to pay us money every month to exist there. Okay. And also the guy who played Beast, young Beast, not Fraser Crane. I don't remember that actor's name, but Beast. And then he's like, he's the face of this business that Nick Fury and Falcon are setting up. So it's all these superheroes, and they're legally heisting banks for their rent. Pretty cool. And that's another Apple TV Plus thing. And that's the last thing I've watched. I think I'm going to check out the Bill Murray and Rashida Jones movie. I'm going to watch the rest of Central Park. And what was another thing? Oh, For All Mankind? I might watch that. Like, I saw a trailer for The Foundation. I think it's The Foundation. And it's like a Star Trek type, taking it seriously, sci-fi show. I'm like, I don't know, that could be really good. Like, all the rest of this stuff has been good. Oh, Amazing Stories. I've got to check that out. That's Steven Spielberg, I think. And they're all separate episodes. So what I'm trying to say here is there's a lot, like, I don't care about Apple's devices. I never even owned an iPod, everyone, listeners out there. Never owned an iPod. I was always bitter that iPod was the only option. And then when the Zune came out, I was like, oh, I could just do the same thing as the iPod, but on a Zune, and it's a lot cheaper. Okay. I would like that, please. And I got it 1 year for Christmas. That was a really cool Really cool year. But never owned an Apple product. We never even had an Apple II, like the old computers. We had a green, like our first computer was a green screen, like had the big floppy disks, and it was gifted. I think it was gifted to us. It was like a hand-me-down because someone was getting maybe upgrading to a blue screen. Anyway, we had the green screen. And then eventually we got an E-Machines. That was our first. That was the first family computer. E-Machines? I think so. Maybe Dell? But certainly at one point we had an E-Machines computer. And just me saying it out loud right now, I'm like, oh man, that company hasn't existed in a long time. E-Machines, you know, electronic machines, I guess. And it must have been E-Machines, and then we got a Dell, and it was like, yes, this thing is awesome. And it was like barely good. But yeah, I've always had PC and Android. Like, I'm recording this on a Sony Xperia. I think it's the Sony Xperia 10. But it's really good, and this thing shoots in 4K. 4K widescreen? Ultra 4K? It's 21 by 9. This is the video resolution that it shoots in. And if you've watched The Boys on Amazon Prime Video, you've seen them using Sony Xperia phones, because that's a Sony show. Sony makes good stuff. Again, Apple TV Plus, fucking great work. Well done. There's also a Fraggle Rock thing up there. There's some, I guess there's new Peanuts things. I may or may not check those out. The Fraggle Rock thing, though, seems great. And, damn, 18 minutes, huh? Alright, I think this is going to be a short episode, I don't know. I talked about those things that I'm going to watch. I'm probably going to start watching them. And while I'm watching them, I'm going to get this podcast episode up into the ether, up into the internet, up into your ears. Available exclusively currently at www.yamatat.com/podcast.html. And I currently am up to episode 9. Or did I release episode 10? 9 or 10 on the backlog on releasing them on every podcast platform. So, listen to back episodes. If this is your first episode, there's a lot of interview episodes, and those are some of my favorite ones. So, go back and check those out. Check out my other podcasts. I've got The Stand, The Pod. It's a podcast about the Stephen King 1994 TV miniseries, The Stand, starring Rob Lowe, Molly Ringwald, Ed Harris, Kathy Bates, and more. Gary Sinise. That's three episodes so far. When the show comes back on CBS All Access, I'm going to bring that podcast back and there'll be more episodes. But as of now, there's three episodes locked. And until I read the book, there won't be further episodes as well. So December, though, December is when the show is coming out. CBS All Access. We got Star Trek Enterpods, a Star Trek Enterprise watch-along podcast I do with me and my dad. Once we finish watching Star Trek Enterprise, we're going to go chronologically in order of every single Star Trek episode out there that exists for this watch-along podcast. And it's got some listeners, and if you're out there and you're hearing this and you're wondering when there's going to be more Enterpods, well, stay tuned, because that's in the plans. And I currently don't have a place to live. I'm sleeping in my vehicle and it sucks, and I'm thinking of getting a GoFundMe together to get me a tiny home that I can plant somewhere and live. And then also find and make work for myself. But I need a place to live. This living in a vehicle thing is, it's not great. It's not ideal. If you hear that and you're like, oh, I wish I could donate to you right now, I would. Venmo is Doug-Culp. CULP. Cash App is $ Doug's Nugs. DougsNugs. Or PayPal.me. /Dougathan. DougHan. Check out my original music at reallyglad.bandcamp.com. Check out my online merch shop at dougathan.threadless.com. And hire me, please, 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 please hire me. And help me get my Social Security insurance, SSI benefits, because my left, within the last week, my left arm, all the way up and down, has been just having this weird pain all day and into my left pec muscle. And it really sucks because it hurts a lot, and I was not very able to do physical movement before, and I'm much less able now. And that really sucks, because I bet there's a lot of work that I could do that's creative that I could do from the back of the vehicle or from home, from tiny home, from upcoming tiny home. I'm just going to put it out there into the world. And, you know, keep listening, tell a couple people about the show, check out my other things that I talked about, a couple other podcasts that I also do. One's called I Am Doug Rich. It's a watch or a recap podcast for the FX series, The Riches. I'm 8 or 9 episodes into that. And then My Ideas. It's just called My Ideas, and it's a podcast at My Ideas Podcast on Twitter, and it's also on every podcast platform, and it's just my ideas on certain things here and there that I'll talk about. And yeah, so thanks for listening. This has been episode 357 of You and Me and Thoughts and Talk with Doug Culp, and Apple TV Plus.